Yes, indeed. Talking a little college basketball with our friend Chris Victor, head coach of Seattle University, who is just absolutely red hot. 15-4 on the season, undefeated 6-0 in the WAC, and on a 7-game winning streak. Gotta feel good, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. Yeah, it's been a great start to the conference, and we're happy to be back in Seattle, though. Long 3-game road trip. Good to be home.
Certainly was. And you got Climate Pledge Arena coming up tomorrow night. Stephen S. F. Austin, the next potential victim of the freight train of the Red Hawks. You guys, average margin of victory over the last 7 games, 12. And let's just talk about overall, what is clicking, and when did you kind of see it click at the beginning of this win streak?
You know, I think when you look back to a point in the season, I think that loss to Washington, that loss at UW was a big turning point for us. I think we learned a lot as a team from that. And from then, we've been just kind of getting better every day and every game. And the growth has been fun to watch. And the confidence of this team, the belief in this team is really at a solid point. And they're a fun team to coach, fun team to watch. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to keep it going tomorrow night.
You had a variety of leading scores at the beginning of the season. Your first 7 games, you had 5 different guys leading you in scoring. But in the last 7, in this 7-game winning streak, it has really been Tyson and Tramell leading the way in every single game. How do you explain kind of the change there?
Yeah, I mean, those two guys have always been, along with Riley Grigsby, I mean, those three have really been kind of our heavy hitters on the offensive end. And you know, Cam has been shooting the ball so well lately. He's shooting over 50% from 3 in conference. I mean, at this point, I don't think there's a question he's the best 3-point shooter in the country. And when he's shooting the ball that well, he's going to lead us in scoring. And then Arion was the conference scoring leader last season. It's been playing a lot better as of late as far as scoring the basketball. So when those two are feeling good and playing well, they're going to put some points on the board.
And when you say, I mean, when you mention a hyperbole like best 3-point shooter in the country, you know, folks that don't know the numbers might be going, come on, coach. That's just coach speak right there. But I'm looking at the numbers right now. He is 33 for his last 65 from behind the arc. That is 51% from 3-point range. It hasn't always been like that this year for Cam. So what's happening to heat up, really?
Yeah. And it's not hyperbole. It's not. I mean, you look at the numbers and it's up. I mean, the guy shoots over 10 threes a game, and anyone in the conference in the country that does that, he has the highest percentage.
Wow.
So he's getting up there with the best of them in the country. And he's just getting comfortable. I know he's always had this amazing talent, not only to make threes, but the ability to get threes off throughout a game. And now he's just with his teammates and with the staff is only getting greater every game. And right now he's just playing so free and so confident. It's fun to watch. And I think hopefully he can keep this thing going.
When you look at bigger shooters that can knock it down like that, I mean, you got to think about post-college career and making some money doing this. I mean, is this the guy that you see playing at the next level?
Yeah, no question. He's got a great career ahead of him. And because of his ability to shoot and score is one, but I mean, his work ethic, his competitive fire, his toughness, all of those things go into that too. So he's not the only one in the program that I see having a great professional career at some level. In the future.
When you look at Darian Tramell, there's another guy that we have talked about, but you know, he is really attacking the basket now. I'm looking at his free throw numbers. 51 attempts. He is 47 of 51 from the line in the last 6 games. He is going to the line almost 10 times a game. That's the same amount that he went to the line total in his first 12 games. So why is it more scheme? Is it him just being more aggressive? Why is he getting to the line more?
Yeah, I think one of the reasons that we've been playing the last week or so, we've been playing teams that really pressure the basketball defensively. So we've been able to draw a lot more fouls. We've been playing a lot of close games, and in close games, Darren's going to have the ball in his hands a lot because of his ability to take care of it and to make free throws down the stretch. He has been more aggressive with the basketball. I think all those things kind of going together have led to him shooting more free throws. And when he's shooting it over 90%, we welcome that.
Well, Stephen F. Austin, tomorrow night, Climate Pledge Arena, and this is a team that is very familiar with the NCAA tournament. I mean, it seems like every time you open up your brackets in March, Stephen F. Austin is somewhere there on a 12 or a 13 or a 14 line. So what makes them problematic?
Yeah, special program. Coach Keller's been there. I think this would be his 6th year. A lot of success. They won at Duke 2 years ago, went to the NCAA tournament that year. And they hang their hat on their defense. Again, it's another team that we're going to see pressure the basketball. They take a lot of pride in turning the other team over, creating turnovers that turn the offense. So you're going to see a high-pressure, physical, defensive team. trying to control the game.
Well, Coach, you've done a phenomenal job. We appreciate you coming on a weekly basis, talking about these great Climate Pledge Arena games coming up, and best of luck. Go get that 8th straight win tomorrow.
I appreciate you having me on. Yeah, we look forward to it. Thanks again.
You bet. Chris Victor joining us, as he always does, before their games at Climate Pledge Arena. But we got hockey. Speaking of Climate Pledge, coming up next, Mike Benton from Network Central. It's the Kraken and the Nashville Preds coming up next right here on 950 KJR.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Is this thing over?